Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. We are continuing our shiurim on Inyani Tefillah. And we're learning a sefer called Vayetzi Yitzhak V'suach by Agon Rav Dov Kook Shlita. And we're on page 8 if you have the sefer. Here he's talking about the parak in Tehillim, Halalu es Hashem imin Hashamayim. Halalu ba'meromim, Halalu kol malachav. All the angels will praise God. All of the hosts will praise God, Tzvav, Shemesh V'Yareach, the sun, the moon, all of the stars, the heavens of the heavens, the water above the heavens. The parak continues, Eshuvarad, Shalag V'Kitor, Ruach Sa'aro Sedvaro, Heharim Uchokavos, Eitz Barozim, all of creation is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fire and the hail and the snow, the winds, the mountains, the valleys, the fruit trees, the cedars, animals, and birds, the kings, the nations, the ministers, the judges, young men, young girls, elders, everyone's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the 16th parak of Maseches Shabbos, Yihi chelki amgomrei halel b'chol yom, and my chelik should be amongst those who finish halel every day. Rashi says that this is referring to this mizmor. Umispare shishen ispartu kan kol chelkei ha'yitzurim ba'olam bein perut sugei anashim shebo uvein sugei ba'alachayim shebo lomer shekol hagdaras hachilik lupirtei pratim shebehem humishum chilik hashpoz halokus hamushba behem shekol sug hashpo gorim imitzius acheris. We have all different types of creation, human beings, animals, because every type of creation gets a different hashpa from Shemayim, and therefore a different appreciation of godliness. Uva oso mizmor dehacha megale dovid hamelech es ha-hashpa ha-elyona ha-mesuyemes ha-omedes me-acharei kol suge ha-adam ha-nevraim al-ribui ha-minim ha-shonim v'anifradim zeh mizeh shebo v'chein megale dovid hamelech es ha-shorosh ha-ruchni ha-mesuyem ha-omed me-acharei kol sug b'fnei atzma shel ba'alei chayim. So David HaMelech is Megale, the Hashpa, the divine flow of spirituality that comes down onto all different types of people. There's so many different types of people in the world, and there are many different types of Hashpaos Ruchnios, and he's praising them for all the Hashpaos that come down to all the people. And then there are all the different types of animals. And every person and every Yitzur Noitzar has to connect to its Shorish Ruchni and appreciate where he came from. Because that's where everything is from. Everything is from the Shorish Elyon. Like my favorite Meir Makomos is Sifrei Rav Bloch. Shiurei Das tells a Rosh Yeshiva, where he often talks about this idea, to know that everything down here has a root up there, in Shemayim, in the world of Ruchnius. So this parak of Tehillim is talking about all the suge, all the different types of nevraim, and how they're appreciating their spiritual source. In the Gemara, in the second parak of Chagiga, it says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai darshan ma'ase bereishis, and the malachim came down, and then one malach came from the fire, and he said, Hallelu es Hashem min hashamayim. And that's because the person saying the Jerusha was Megala, the Shorish HaRuchni of all these Nevraim. And he was therefore Mori, the Malachim, to the Makom of the Jerusha. And they said, wow, you brought us from the source. You connected us to the source of our Shorish HaRuchni. So that's something to focus on when you daven tomorrow. Pesukei Dezimra is so fast in shuls. It's hard to have Kavana. And even if it would be slow, the reason it's fast is because people don't really enjoy Pesukei Dezimra. But it's kedai to get into. We say in davening, v'ha'osher v'ha'kavod melefanecho. It's interesting. It says that wealth and honor are before God. That seems to imply that they're just sort of waiting there, waiting to come down. There's wealth and there's honor before God. Kol ha'osher v'ha'kavod shenera ba'olam hu notef kesedor mishamayim. All this honor, all this wealth that appears in the world is flowing kesedar from Shemayim to a place that it's ruled that it should go. Asher al yedei zeh efshar levakesh she'osa osher v'kavod she'makomo lemala lifnei Hashem yishtalech l'makom she'elav mechuvenes hatfila. So we're asking that this osher and kavod that is before Hashem should be sent to that place where the tefila is directed to. Af kavod v'osher shekvar nira b'olam atachton lav kavul klal. And even the osher and the kavod that we have in this world is not something set. It's mischadesh b'chol rega. Sometimes a person is very, very wealthy and he loses it. Sometimes a person is very poor and he gets rich. And therefore, yesh lehispalel kiseder sheyafsiku yifsiku milamal lehazrim es kol hashef hazeh lemakom haroi. And therefore we have to paskin, we have to daven that in Shemayim they should paskin to bring this flow to the proper place. And what happens is, when we say the davening properly, the place down here on earth that's lacking Osher v'chavod is going to connect to its Shorash Elyon, where the Osher and Kavod are to be found, and that makes the Tzinor, that creates the pipe. And we know that Tzinor is Osios Ratzon. That creates a pipe to be Mazrim the Shefa. That the more we have a Ratzon to be Makir this Emes, the more we know where the Shefa is coming from, the more worthy we are of receiving this Shefa. V'kavana shel hishtamshus v'oso osher v'chavod l'shem shamayim. And this kavana to use the wealth and the honor l'shem shamayim, it will not become too gashmiistic, that matter that is mushba down here. And so it causes that everything should come down good, and it should be glad, and it shouldn't have any problems. It should remain with its in its divine holiness, because we don't want the Chas V'Shalom to be cause the hisgashmus of the Shefa. We want the Osher to cover to come down, and we want it to remain pure. So Mimela, that's what we daven for. Osher v'kadmol fanecho, it's in front of you, and it should come down mit reinkeit. It should come down nice and pure. We say the Shiras Hayom. Muva b'svarim lachshav ba'atzmo kilu nimtzuhu b'mamad kriyas hayam. It says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, you should see yourself as if you're there when the sea is splitting. V'hainu sheshira zos hi mokor hashiros shi'arishon shebe'eser hashiros shehusku rishon b'chazal. U'mashma neis kriyas hayam Ugam Makor Hanisim Kamashmos Rashi Bizresh Sota Shua Yoser Muflak Shabakulam. Umemela Mishamish Avla Kulam Kamashakasuv Bo. Viaminu Basham of Moshe Avdo Bataris Avla Navim Bishir Shanechlelis. Hamunabo Bikri Adasli Kuva Kain Mamad Hanes Hazeh Shihumakor Hanisim. That this Shira is the source of all Shiras. There are 10 Shiras mentioned in Chazal. This is the first. So it's Mashmah that the Makor of all the Nisim is Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the mashmos of the Gemara in Sota, Rashi at the beginning of Sota, that it's the greatest of the Nisim, it's the prototype, it's the archetype, it's the highest. And that's why we say, Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdoz Yashir, that we believed in Hashem and Moshe. This belief in Moshe is one of the Ikre Hados, it's the foundation of our religion, just like this miracle, which is the Makor of all the Nisim. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu is everything that we get, it all comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, all of our Torah. So it's sort of going back to the Makor. He's the Rabbeinu of all Rabbeinus. When you have my, you have your Rabbeinu, I have my Rabbeinu, everyone has their own Rabbeinus. But the source of all the Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the source of all the Nisim is Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yadua B'maimed Harsinai Shenichlu Bo Kol Nishmas Yisrael Sheiman Anfei Shishim Ribo Nishma Neshamos Shel Yotze Mitzrayim Umash Meshikenu Gam B'Kriyas Hayam Shel Sheyatzu kol tzvos Hashem eretz Mitzrayim kemuvur. So Mamad Har Sinai, all Nishmas Yisrael were there, and it's mashma that the same happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, when all tzvos Hashem left eretz Mitzrayim. So that apparently includes all the neshamas, all Nishmas Yisrael. Umemela b'chol darga ruchnis shel b'chinas shira, sarach limshach min hasharash shukriyas yamsuf. Whenever you're on the level of shira, it all stems from kriyas yamsuf, and the shira that was said at kriyas yamsuf. And therefore you have to think that you're standing there as you really were. We really were there. And then we can be mamshich all the dargas of shira and all the anhagas of nes. In other words, since the root of all nisim is kriyas yamsuf, oy medar mevil haben farins. If we want to have for ourselves nisim, if we connect to kriyas yamsuf, which is the shorish of nisim, we can be zoche to our own nisim in our own personal lives. How gevaldik is that? Very, very. We continue. We say as Hashira Hazos, it's brought in Chazal that La'asid Lavo, the tenth song, the tenth shir will be B'lashon Zohar, in contrast to the B'lashon Nekeva of the first nine songs. The tenth song is a shir, the Zohar, and the first nine is a shir is Nekeva. Mashma Geder Hashira Shehu Gilui Hashorash Hapnimi Shel Hadover Hagashmi Shemakorin Beruchni. The Geder of Shira is revealing the spiritual root of the physical matter, because obviously everything comes from the Ruchni. And when we're Megala that, then the Ruchni is going to be visibly leading our lives. We're going to go Lamalam and Ateva. And that's the darg of Dveikus al Hashoresh. And that's the darg of Baalei Shira, that they're Masig Ruach HaKodesh. At that time, because they go to the Shoresh HaRuchni, the Shoresh of the Bria is considered Zohar, which was in contrast to a Nekeva. Nekeva, we know, in Kabbalah is the Mekabeles. Even the word Nekeva, Nekev is a whole. That's by nature a receiver, not a giver. And a woman is the receiver. We know that in order to have a baby, the man has to give and the woman has to receive. So the Bechin of Nekeva is a Bechin of Mekabelis. So all the first nine Shiros, they didn't get to the root because they're still in the world of the Nekeva. And that's the world of the Mekabel. The highest level of Shira, the tenth Shira, the Shira of Latsid level, is Zohar, is male, and that's the Mashpia from the source. That's going to be La'asid Lava. Nine is a lot of individuals. Nine is the highest number of Yechidim. And then we get to number 10, and 10 is Shleimus, like the Maharal talks about, and Kook talks about, I'm sure many others farm as well, that 10 is the Shleimus, 10 is the Tzibur, and then everything comes together, and that's the Lashon Zohar that brings it all together, Lasid Lavo, of being a Mashpia, to the lower nine Madregas of Mekablim, and they all come together for a Shleimus. We continue, we say, in Birchus Kriyas Shema, Lo'osei Orim Gedolim, Ki Le'olam Chazdo, the one who makes great lights, great luminaries, because his Chesed is forever, Chazinan. B'cheder Sherotzim L'hoyer Or, Shemaskinabo menorah ktana shemeira cheder gadol v'pnei shekol tafkida shel menorah ulahayir es cheder l'shamsho u'memela shel kochol shektani adif tfei shein la mashmaus shel or b'pnei atzmo ala rak ma'or v'tzarach hamakom hachashuch. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa orim gedolim yosim. It's very interesting, when you go into a room, you have a big room and then you just have a little bulb. Maybe where you're sitting in a room you have a fancy chandelier. Maybe you're of Hungarian descent. The stereotype is that Hungarians have nice chandeliers. I actually, on my mother's side, we're Hungarian, Czechoslovakian, Hungarian, and we had a very nice chandelier growing up. So I only heard of that stereotype many years later, but it stimmed very well. It fits very well with my my upbringing. So now my wife is not of Hungarian descent. I think she's of Russian descent. So we don't have fancy... fancy chandeliers in our home. We just have light bulbs. In every room we have a light bulb, maybe two. It's a big room. So a little bulb. And the bulb is mayor the whole room. Why? Because the purpose is not the light bulb. The purpose is the room. We don't care if the light bulb has light. We want the room to have light. So we make a small light bulb. It doesn't take up too much space. And then it's going to be mayor the whole room. That's the way it works with our electricity. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osei Orim Gedolim Yoser Min Haaretz. We know that the sun is many times the size of the earth. Why would that be? If it's just a matter of Maor, if it's just to give us light, why does the sun have to be so big? God could give it, make it very light and light the earth, even if it's not so big. Why does it have to be many times the size of the earth? And the answer is that the sun, the light, the maoros, the stars, which are also huge, to say the least, they have their own personal mitzias. Not just to give us light. For that, they don't need to be so big. But they have their own need of light. They have an individual mitzias. There's a meaning to their own personal, individual light. And fakert. In a way, the earth is really tufel to that light. The light of the sun, like the Navi talks about, that in the end of days, the moon is going to be as, give light like the sun, and the sun seven times over, and it's going to be such light, such ore. So that's a little shtickle biddle of Olam Haba. Yishayet, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Vav, V'haya Or Halevana, Kor Hachama, V'or Hachama Yeshivasayim, Kor Shivasayomim, V'yom Chavosh Hashem, Es Shever Amo, U'machatz Makaso Yirpa. The end of days, the Or HaLavana is going to be so filled with light. The Or HaLavana, the moon, it's going to be like the Or Hachama. And the Or Hachama is going to be seven times more than the light of the 7 days of creation. There's going to be this great healing. So this, even the light we have now is a little bit of that, a little tiny bit of a spark. So we see that the Ma'oros have their own personal goal and purpose, and not just to give us light. Therefore we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening, Lo Se Orim Gedolim, how gevaldik is your light that you make. Ki Li'olam Chazdo, your chesed forever, Ad Lasid Lavo, when we have this great clarity. That's what the sun represents. Lasid lavo, v'zarcha lachem yirei shemi shemesh tzake omarpe bichnofea, v'yatzasem ufishtem ke'egle marbek. It's going to be this great light, and it's going to be a healing light. And like it says in Malachi, and Chazal already say, for the Rishayim it's going to burn, and for the Tzadikim it's going to heal. And the idea is it's emes, that the light of emes, the Rishayim, it kills him. And for the tzaddikim, it mamish gives them light. So we should be zochataka to connect to this light, to connect to the Oris HaGadolim. Appreciate the chesed of Hashem. And be zochah b'kar of mamish l'kiyam divrei hakosuv. Vayor halvana kor hacham avor hacham yeshiv asayim kor yeshiv asayamim. B'yom chavosh Hashem es shever amo. U'machatz makosu yirpo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.